Time now for Minnesota Reads here on Northland Morning. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Linda Lagarde Grover is our guest this morning, and she coached me. I'm going to give it a whirl, pronouncing the title of her book, Onagum Acing, Seasons of an Ojibwe Year. Hi, Linda. Good morning.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks. It's so nice to talk with you.
Nice to have you on the line. Your brand new book, you've got an event coming up this weekend to kind of launch your book. Tell us a little bit about this. It's a beautiful, beautiful little book. Tell us about it.
Thank you, Lisa. Well, actually, the event is on the 21st.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've lost complete track of what week I'm on.
That's okay. I know. I was kind of surprised, but yeah, things. But yes, it's the 21st.
Excuse me, so, I can't. I really can't talk to you right now because I'm looking at a recipe for blueberries and dumplings. Oh.
Okay, dumplings and yeah.
Oh man, sounds like a couple of my favorite things. At any rate, tell us a little bit about your book, Linda.
Well, it's the release date was just Tuesday, and so it's really brand new out, and it's pronounced Onagum Acing, Seasons of an Ojibwe Year. And Onagum Acing is the Ojibwe, it's a name for Duluth, and it translates to mean the place of the small portage. And it refers to the down on the way to Park Point when you're downtown there, you know, the little finger of land that extends out, separates the lake from the bay. You go to Park Point.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay. So, long time ago, and I suppose today, if you're still doing it too, it would have been a very short portage if you're traveling by water. So, a very easy place to have to cross land to stay on water.
What
a, so it's a place
that's
a small portage.
An interesting new name for our little neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, it's an old name, but it's new too.
It's new to many of us. Mm-hmm. So, in the fall, tell us a little bit about this season and with regard to the Ojibwe year.
Well, the book is separated out into it's a lot of little tiny essays, and they're separated out by seasonal theme. And so this time of year then around here, the leaves are just about to fall off the trees here. And so in the old days and in modern days too, some of the activities that are connected to the land and, you know, here would be, right, we just finished the wild rice harvest days here. And so by the end of summertime, the wild rice is ready to be knocked off the stalks there and processed and stored. And it should last, you know, at least the year and an awfully long time after that. So in the fall of a person's life, too, you know, I mean, right now we're summer into fall, and so the summertime of a lot of physical activity and active physically and longer days are, you know, the days are shortening up, and we just give some thought to things as the earth is getting ready for that blanket of white snow for wintertime.
I kind of like the idea, too, as a person who grew up as a teacher's kid. I like the idea, too, that fall is, in some ways, the start of a new year. Fall has always seemed so much more like a fresh start than January 1st.
Well, you know, it's the year, though, is, you know, it's a cycle. And we think of it as, you know, if we're going to start somewhere, the book starts with the springtime when life is new. And so by the time you get to fall, life is pretty robust, but just as the year is, and things have been happening. And yes, we start school in the fall, and that is a theme that's pretty pretty constant throughout the book. You know, school and impact of you know, the ending boarding school system on families, and you know, that continuing impact. And so fall is a beautiful, beautiful time, but it can be bittersweet because there are some things that are ending and things that are beginning at the same time.
Linda, when this book came to fruition, had you written these essays, did you clean out your desk and say, wow, look, I have this collection of essays, and some of them have to do with spring and some have to do with winter? Or did you very mindfully set out to write a book of reflections about these different times of year?
Most of them had been written in some form before, and they were in the Budgeter in Duluth, where I've been, you know, I wrote for a really long time. And now the Budgeter doesn't exist anymore, but now there's the Western Weekly and Eastern Observer, so I'm writing for them. So the essays, you know, started out as columns. I worked with the editor at the University of Minnesota Press, and with many ideas, and this was one that came up, was that there is a seasonal theme to the things that I was writing, and it isn't the seasonal always according to the calendar, but it can be the seasonal according to the seasons of a person's life. And as I was separating out these essays and then spreading them onto the floor and seeing that pattern, I thought, oh, this is something that does indeed come together. It is a book of seasons.
Linda, you've always got so many fascinating projects going. I have to ask you, what's next on the docket? I can't believe that you met with the editors of the University of Minnesota Press and settled on one thing and said, okay, well, that's it. We're curious to know what's coming next.
I'm still working on a novel. It'll be the third in a set of three of prose works, and it'll continue the story of a family, focusing on really on the women's experiences of a family that has connections to the fictional Moje Point Reservation in northeastern Minnesota that I made up, and Duluth and a few other places. So trying to get that finished and ready to submit somewhere and see how it goes. So I've actually been spending a lot of time on that lately.
I can't imagine how you find the time to teach full time and to write full time and to live full time, but you somehow managed to make it work.
Oh yeah, this life is a pleasure and a blessing, that's for sure.
Linda, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Always a treat to talk to you.
Thank you. Can I give a plug for the date, October 21st at Zenith Bookstore in the early afternoon?
Fantastic. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Lisa.
And we've been talking about the Zenith Bookstore, as a matter of fact, this morning here at KUMD, and they've offered us a gift card, and they've offered us a book bag, and they've offered us some nice incentives to get